In our study of principles of interpretation, we have noted the significance of the original languages of the Bible in understanding difficult passages. We have emphasized the importance of believing that the Bible is infallible, authoritative, and understandable, if we are to interpret it properly. We have underscored the need of having a proper attitude toward the Scriptures as we put forth intellectual effort to understand. We have stressed the importance of seeking the whole will of God on a subject and respecting context. The ninth principle of Bible interpretation that we will consider is, we must abide by the law of rationality. That is, we must only draw conclusions that are warranted by the evidence. It is undeniable that human reasoning is necessary to draw proper conclusions, and there is nothing inherently wrong with logic and reasoning. Consider these important passages on logic and reasoning from God's Word. Isaiah 1:18. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. 2 Timothy 2:15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Some speak out against Aristotelian logic, as if Aristotle created logic. Logic is not an invention of men, but is from God. He has given us the ability to reason, and clearly expects us to employ such, as the passages above indicate. He has given reasoning abilities to humans that help enable us to distinguish between truth and error, and between right and wrong. Nebuchadnezzar wasn't against logic. He was very pleased when his reason returned to him. Note Daniel 4:36. Our God-given reasoning abilities are not bad and should not be disregarded or minimized, for to be without them makes us like brute animals, which is essentially what the Babylonian king was for a span of time. To attempt to approach God's word without logic and reason is a grave mistake. We must use the reasoning abilities God has given us when we open the Scriptures and endeavor to understand and apply them. Can God's Word, the supreme authority for mankind, be comprehended and obeyed by each person without him using his God-given reasoning power to draw correct conclusions? Absolutely not. We cannot simply embrace everything we are taught, even when those who teach it claim that it is truth. We must have good and honest hearts that are willing to examine the evidence and draw conclusions that are warranted by the evidence. Note Acts 17:11. We must think for ourselves and not follow anyone blindly. Let me emphasize that I am not trying to exalt human reasoning or logical thinking above the authority of God's Word. Rather, I am affirming that we need to be logical, rational, and consistent as we examine the evidence of the Scriptures and apply it to our lives. We must always remember, however, that logic is merely a tool. It does not provide content. The Bible is, and always will be, the content. Let me briefly share a practical example on these points. A gospel preacher was once asked the following question in a debate. If, through your system of logic, you arrived at a conclusion contradictory to a plain Bible statement, which would you accept as truth? The Bible statement or the conclusion of logic? The response of the gospel preacher was exactly right. Correct reasoning, he said, based upon correct information, cannot lead to a conclusion which contradicts the Bible. Proper humility will cause one to compare his thinking with the thoughts of other Bible students. He will be willing to learn from others, and he will be cautious before pushing radical conclusions. I believe that the law of rationality encompasses all of the principles we have considered in this series on Bible interpretation. If a person is only going to draw conclusions that can be supported by the evidence, he must first gather the total evidence, that is, the whole counsel of God. He must then consider the evidence while handling it properly. That is, he must meditate on God's word, have a proper attitude toward it, and respect the context and original languages. Finally, he must draw rational conclusions based on the evidence and live in harmony with those conclusions to the best of his ability.